Hare Krishna. The mind is a task master, not a task manager. A task manager is a software program that monitors whatever is happening in the machine and helps the user to focus energy on certain programs or to terminate certain programs. A taskmaster, on the other hand, is a domineering, bossy person who imposes tiresome and troublesome tasks on others. From the structural point of view, the mind is something like a task manager. This is a task manager acts as an interface between the user and the hardware of the machine. So often, while explaining the body-mind-soul relationship, it is said that the body is like the hardware, the mind is like the software, and the soul is like the user of the computer. So because the task manager is a part of the software, so we can compare the mind with a task manager. The mind is the link. It acts as the interface between the soul and the gross matter that comprises our physical body and the world around us. This interface is bidirectional. From the outside world, the various sensory stimuli come in, and they some come to the eyes, some come to the ears, some come to the nose. Now, and they go to different parts of the brain. Now, the brain anatomy reveals that there is no one place where all these can be integrated, because there is no one part of the brain which is connected to all other parts of the brain. So where exactly everything gets integrated, that is unknown and incomprehensible for neurology. So actually that integration happens not in the brain, but it happens in the mind. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adhishthaya manashchayam vishayan upasevate. Krishna describes in 15.9 how all the senses are centered around the mind, and then the soul acts in pursuit of sense gratification based on these inputs from the senses coming to the mind. So the mind is the integrator of all these inputs, and it presents these inputs to the soul, like inputs coming from various sensors on a computer screen are presented to the user for decision making. So now this is one way the mind acts as an interface. The second way is when the soul decides to do something, those intentions are conveyed through the mind to the senses, and then action takes place. Unfortunately, the mind acts more like a task master than a task manager. That means, rather than managing what we want to do, the mind creates its own tasks based on its own notions of what it needs to be done to gain pleasure or to avoid problems. Unfortunately, most of these notions are fanciful, hallucinatory, with little or no connection with reality. The mind imagines pleasure where there is none, or it exaggerates a tiny insignificant pleasure till it appears irresistible. And on the other extreme, the mind imagines problems where there are none, or it exaggerates trivial problems till they appear intolerable, till they appear overwhelming and crushing. So in this way, the mind sets us off on various unnecessary tasks, chasing after pleasures that don't matter, or worrying about problems that don't matter. In this way, the mind distracts our energy and it depletes our capacity to focus on important work. And because the mind is like this, it has to be constantly monitored. If we don't monitor the mind, then it will suck away our energy and we will waste our time and our life on trivial things, on things which may even be counterproductive, not just unproductive. Unproductive means they don't give any result. Counterproductive means they cause suffering to us. And knowing this, distracting and wasting nature of the mind, the Bhagavad Gita warns us, alerts us. In 6.26 it says, yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva vasham nayet. That wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. So by using intelligence, sustained by conviction. So we need to intelligently monitor the activities of the mind. And by that monitoring, we will be able to bring the mind back under control and keep it focused and ensure that it acts as a task manager and doesn't become a taskmaster. Thank you. Hare Krishna.